السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتدي ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير، هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم. وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أدى الأمانة وبلغ الرسالة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده، وتركنا على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ثم أما بعد، I do testify that there is no deity to be worshipped except Almighty Allah, and I do testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his last messenger, the one who is trustworthy, the one who carried the responsibility, the one who fulfilled the promise of Allah, and the one who conveyed the message of Islam to mankind in the best way a human being can ever do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have peace, mercy, and bounty upon him, upon his family, upon his companions, and upon his followers, and upon every Muslim and Muslimah who follows the path of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until we die and we meet Almighty Allah on the Day of Judgment. Ameen. Brothers and sisters in Islam, there is a question that comes to the mind of every Muslim and Muslimah from time to time, especially when we are aware that we live in a society that is not wholly an Islamic society. We live with other people from other religions. We are affected by the media, we are affected by the school system and the education system, we are affected by the political system, we are affected by our families and kids, we are affected by everything around us. And we as believers, we know that our iman goes up and goes down according to the good deeds and the bad deeds. One of the questions that comes to the mind of every Muslim, how to increase our faith and how to increase our iman day after day. The best way, and I'm going to try to answer this question and give you an example, and the rest would be in your hand and you just follow the path. And this is one of the ways to keep our iman, at least to keep our momentum high day after day and week after week. One of the ways to do that is to look into the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to understand them and to try to apply them. Because the more we know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more guidance, inshallah, we will have in our hearts. Today, I am going to read to you one of the most beautiful words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but this time it's not from the Quran. It's from the hadith, and it is hadith Qudsi, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it had been narrated to us and had been sent to us, given to us by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال فيما يرويه عن ربه. Narrated by أبي ذر رضي الله عنه. He said this hadith, and it has 10 statements. And the beauty of it is before every statement, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started every statement by this address of the believers by saying, Ya ibadi, O my close, or O my beloved slaves, or O my beloved worshippers. To get into the explanation of the hadith, we would like to get some information, some knowledge about Arabic language in order to taste the beauty of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Arabic, there is a grammatical feature that you can put two nouns beside each other. And when you put them beside each other, you feel the closeness of the two nouns when you put them beside each other. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might address the believers as He addressed them in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you those who believed. In other verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about the believers by saying, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ. عِبَادُ is a noun, and الرَّحْمَانِ is another noun, and the two nouns are close to each other. There is no barrier between the two words. And by listening to this structure, we feel that we are pretty close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers by Ibadur Rahman, and there is no barrier between the two words. So we feel the sense of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is some sort of impossible in English, because either you say it in English, the worshippers or the slaves of Ar-Rahman, the merciful. So you put the word of between worshippers and Ar-Rahman, the merciful. So there is a barrier. Or the merciful's slaves. You put S between the two words. So again, there is a barrier between the two words. However, in English, we put them together. Ibadur Rahman, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the believers. And this has great impact on our hearts. However, in Arabic, there's something even closer than this. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used in this verse. When we make the word ibad and ar-Rahman into one word, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ibadi. So the word ibadi became one word. So you feel how close you are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You tell yourself, you see, the Lord of Alameen, the Lord of the worlds, the Lord of the galaxies, the Lord of the sun, the Lord of the moon, the Lord of the earth, the Lord of this creation, He attributes you to Himself in one word. And now we feel very comfortable, so our eyes and our ears and our hearts start paying attention and we start opening up our hearts to receive the message that's from Allah. When you have a disobedient son and he does something, so you use the best words to tame him and to bring him close. Oh my son, oh my beloved son, oh my close son. You use all the most beautiful words that you want in order to attract him again, to let him obey you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds, رب العالمين, is addressing the believers by these beautiful words to open up their hearts in order to listen and obey. Let me first read the beautiful text in Arabic, and I'm sure even if you don't know Arabic, you will taste it, and then I'll go into it, explain it to you. يَا عِبَادِي إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ الظُّلْمَ عَلَى نَفْسِي وجعلته بينكم محرما فلا تظالموا يا عبادي كلكم ضال إلا من هديته فاستهدوني أهدكم يا عبادي كلكم جائع إلا من أطعمته فاستطعموني أطعمكم يا عبادي كلكم عار إلا من كسوته فاستكسوني أكسكم يا عبادي إنكم تخطئون بالليل والنهار وأنا أغفر الذنوب جميعا فاستغفروني أغفر لكم يا عبادي إنكم لن تبلغوا ضري فتضروني ولن تبلغوا نفعي فتنفعوني يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أتقى قلب رجل واحد منكم ما زاد ذلك في ملكي شيئا يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على قلب أفجر رجل واحد منكم ما نقص ذلك من ملكي شيئا. يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم قاموا في صعيد واحد وسألوني فأعطيت كل إنسان مسألته ما نقص ذلك مما عندي إلا كما ينقص المخيط إذا أدخل البحر. يا عبادي إنما هي أعمالكم أحصيها لكم، فمن وجد خيرا فليحمد الله، ومن وجد غير ذلك فلا يلومن إلا نفسه. I'm sure each one of us feels the beauty of the words upon our hearts. And this is an invitation for all of us to learn some Arabic vocabulary and to learn some Arabic in order to taste the beauty of the Quranic verses and the Hadith verses. Let me step into the issue and explain it one by one. The first one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my slaves, O my close slaves, O my close worshippers, O my beloved worshippers, إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ الظُّلْمَ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِي. I made oppression haram on myself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about oppression, ظلم, injustice. I'm sure every human being on this earth feels a degree of injustice by your neighbors, by your kids, by your parents, by your spouse, by the media, by the political system, by the election system, by whatever human being or system you live in. All of us, Muslims and non-Muslims alike, every human being feels that he or she is treated unjustly, because this is the nature of dunya. The absolute justice, it's impossible to be found in this world. And that's why we Muslims are eager. We are ambitious to wait for the moment that we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we'll get justice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started by saying this statement to keep you comfortable. Everything that happens to you in this world, every injustice that happens to you in this world, on the day of judgment, you are going to take it back. No doubt, you will be treated by Al-Adil, by the just and fair Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So rest assured and wait for the moment where you are going to get this justice. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started by saying this statement to establish this truth, to comfort the people, the heart of the people, when he mentions this truth to them. And because this is one of the greatest sins that human beings do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest, made injustice haram upon himself. Wrote about himself, on himself, that he could not do any oppression or any injustice to human beings or to any of the creatures. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made injustice, al-dhulm, muharraman, haram amongst us. So do not oppress each other. Do not treat each other unjustly. This is very important in family relationship, in parental relationship, in neighborhood relationship, in work relationship. Everywhere we go and we live, we need to deal with each other as human beings in general and as Muslims in particular by justice. And we should avoid all forms of dhulm, even the psychological form, when we hurt the hearts of human beings by saying bad words or insulting them. So this is the first thing. Now we know one quality about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he is the just and the fair and the one who does not deal with creation by any sort of injustice. Second, يَا عِبَادِي كُلُّكُمْ ضَالٌ إِلَّا مَنْ هَدَيْتُهُ فَاسْتَهْدُونِي أَهْدِكُمْ. O my close slaves, O my beloved slaves, all of you are astray. All of you are deviant, no exception. all the creatures of human beings are deviant except those who are guided by Allah, including the prophets. Without the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would go astray. And no wonder when we see Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam insists on this dua. Allahumma ahdini, Allahumma ahdini, Allahumma ahdini. And when you see the Quran itself, when it focuses on Surah Al-Fatiha, and this is something I'll elaborate on tonight in one of the mosques, that ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim, guide us to the straight path. So guidance is not in the hands of human beings. Don't think that you are guided and you are Muslim because you are educated or you are born in a Muslim family. No. You are guided because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided you. كلكم, all of you, ضالٌ إلا من هديته. So what can we do, Allah, if guidance is in your hand? The only thing that you do is ask me for guidance. فاستهدوني. If you ask me for guidance and you are sincere, definitely I will guide you. So guidance is in the hands of Allah. And what is in our hands is to seek guidance and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. And those who strive hard in our way, looking for the truth and looking for guidance, we will definitely grant them guidance. So what is in our hand? To ask Allah sincerely to guide us. Thirdly, all of you are hungry. All of you were born from the wombs of your mothers hungry with no food. And the food that you eat, all of it is from Allah. It's not because you are at Houston University or you graduated from Harvard or Rice University. No. And if this is the case, we would have seen that the richest people in the world would be graduates of Harvard and Yale and Rice University. But this is not the case. Even when you look and examine the case of Bin Laden, Bill Gates, even if you study the case of Bin Laden or Bill Gates, both of them are not the most educated people. And they were one of the richest people in the world, both Bin Laden and Bill Gates. Not all of them are PhD holders or even doctors or engineers. Bill Gates didn't continue his education, and all his professors are better than him in education, but he's better than all of them in sustenance, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who grants rizq, sustenance, and food to people. This applies again to all other rich people, except very few. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about, Ya ibadi, innakum تُخْطِئُونَ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. All of you make sins, night and day. All of you, no exception. And one quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, أَنَا أَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives all the sins, as you know, except one sin, which is the sin of making shirk, associating someone with Allah. فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِي. Ask me to forgive you, and I will forgive you. So one quality of human beings is to err and to sin and to make mistakes. And one attribute and quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to forgive. So what is needed from us is to ask Allah to forgive us day and night. Because we sin day and night. So one quality of us to make sin, and one quality of Allah is to forgive. And no wonder the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to ask Allah to forgive him more than 70 times or more than 100 times every day. And he is the best human being on the earth. So it's much needed by us to ask Allah to forgive us than anyone else.